来。Happy whatever day you're listening to this day on day. Hello, I'm Jenny, and this is Writing Lessons from the Blogcast, where each week I take a story or two that I've consumed, be it TV show, film, book, podcast, comedy special, whatever, and I break it down to find what we as writers can learn from it. How are you? How is your storytelling going? I'm working on some stuff. That's my catch-all. I'm always working on something.
I've been mostly working, and by mostly working, I mean that yesterday I put the finishing touches to my new novel, Yellow Petals at Christmas, which is a Christmas romance, if you can't tell by the title. However, I have recorded this little hi, how are you, 4 times. Now, this is my 4th attempt, and every single time something has gone wrong. The audio hasn't been right. The mic hasn't been set up properly. The last time, Riverside, the software I use for this, just crashed and lost it all. And now we've gotten to a point where I need to take the dog for a walk soon, and he's always half an hour early. Could you hear that? You can probably hear him in the background. He is now very much awake and staring at me. Plonk. That's him lying down and having a grumble. He is the noisiest dog. I don't feel like I can tell you what I've been up to. I feel like my universe goblins. I haven't mentioned my universe goblins before. Maybe that's what they want me to do. I feel like throughout my life, I have been... I feel like everyone's got angels or guardian angels or someone looking over them. I feel like I personally have universe goblins. I feel like I have 2 of them, and they are quite new to this job. I mean, they've got very good intentions, but they don't quite know what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? So they're trying their best, and I love them. We're in this together, basically. We are all in this together, the 3 of us. I haven't given them names. I don't know what their names are. I haven't asked them. Maybe I should ask them. But I feel like they don't want me to talk about my new book. So I'm not gonna tell you that it is available to pre-order right now, that it's going to be out on the 9th of September. And if you want to pre-order it, you can go to Amazon and search Jennifer Nice Yellow Petals at Christmas, or just Yellow Petals at Christmas. I'm also not going to tell you that it should be maybe available on my website by the time you're listening to this. Write into the woods, WRITE, intothewoods.com/romance. I'm definitely not going to tell you that. Absolutely not. And if you sign up to my mailing list for Writing Lessons From, I will also let you know when it's available. Definitely won't be telling you that. What else won't I be telling you? It'll be available in Kindle Unlimited for... So you have to stay in Kindle Unlimited for 3 months at a time. It's going to come out in September. I didn't do the maths when I sorted this out. So it will be out of Kindle Unlimited by December, which is stupid for a Christmas romance, right? So it will probably be in Kindle Unlimited for about 6 months. And then it will go wide like 3 months after that because of how these things work. But all of my other Christmas romances will be going wide and be available off Amazon in November, December. I can't remember exactly when, but sometime around then, I'll let you know. Except because I'm not letting you know now. Absolutely not. Not allowed to talk about it. But you know what I am allowed to talk about? Only Murders in the Building and Peacemaker. Let's do this. This week, we're looking at 2 shows that shouldn't fit together, but I happened to watch them around about the same time. So my brain connected them to the theme of killing off good characters. And by good, I mean the kind of characters you enjoy watching, or who add something amazing to your story. Because sometimes the best character in a story is the evil villain, don't you think? And we're going to kill him off. Bang! I don't know why I had the bang. I don't know. I'm so sorry. Let's just get on with it, shall we? Yeah. I put off watching season 4 of Only Murders in the Building because, of course, we all knew who was dead. We all knew whose murder we'd be investigating because the next body shows up at the end of the previous season, and I just couldn't quite cope with it. It was only a matter of time with a show like Only Murders that characters we love would start getting killed off. Despite this, it wasn't something I'd really considered, mostly because I didn't bother to think about it, and you can have that kind of luxury when it's not your story you're telling. It meant that finally watching season 4 of Only Murders in the Building got me thinking about this topic. How do we kill off a favourite character? And should we do it at all? Cue the Only Murders theme music, which I probably can't include in this because of copyright stuff. Do, 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 do. What is the Only Murders music? Do, 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 do. Is that it? That feels wrong. I can do it in my head. I can't do it out loud, as with everything. True writer, it's all in my head. Anyway, there are no big spoilers for Only Murders here, but there are minor spoilers, so you might not want to read on until you've watched it. I'm also going to be talking about, here's the weird thing, Peacemaker. And there is a big, big spoiler for that coming up. Only Murders in the Building is on Disney Plus, and Peacemaker is on Sky Max. Both are brilliant in their own ways, and I recommend them. Before we get into the gritty, does anyone actually skip the theme music for Only Murders in the Building? Why? It's one of the best things about the show, and that's saying something, because the show is amazing. I have to listen to the theme music every single episode, even when I'm binging them. I don't know why. I can't sing it off the top of my head. In the Arconia apartment building, home of many a wealthy, interesting person, including Sting, to begin with, on the upper west side, on the Upper West Side in New York, live actor Charles, played by Steve Martin, Broadway producer Oliver, played by Martin Short, and artist Mabel, played by Selena Gomez, except that she doesn't really live there anymore. It's complicated. They're big fans of a true crime podcast and become friends after discovering this in common when everyone is kicked out of the building due to a body being found inside. Deciding to start their own true crime podcast, the three set about proving that it was murder, not suicide. By the fourth season, the podcast is a huge hit and Hollywood has come knocking, and we have our fourth murder in the Arconia. And it's Saz. Charles's stunt double, the sassy, kind, confident, wonderful Saz, gone missing and found cremated in the building's incinerator. The whole season becomes a beautiful, wrenching legacy to the character of Saz, who, it turns out, we hardly knew. We don't just get to learn her backstory, we also learn how helpful she was, how kind she was to other stunt people, seeing potential, becoming a mentor, and how stunt doubling was taking its toll. We see how important she was to everyone whose path she crossed, how she was doing her own investigations and what her hopes and dreams were. If I was crushed by the end of season 3 when Saz was shot, season 4 broke me. So what's this Peacemaker I'm talking about? Peacemaker is a DC Comics TV series, I know, very different, about, well, Peacemaker, played by John Cena. Following on from the movie Suicide Squad, we find Peacemaker in hospital on his way to prison. He's still an idiot, and he still wants to bring peace to the world, mostly by killing people. Recruited to a secret mission to avoid prison, Peacemaker, real name Chris Smith, must join a team to bring down an alien species known as the Butterflies, who are trying to take over the world, obviously. The series itself is so much better than I thought it would be. Sure, it's full of boy humour, but it's actually really well done. John Cena is a fantastic actor. Maybe, and I'm saying that to be polite, he's better than Dwayne The Rock Johnson, if we're comparing wrestlers turned actors, which apparently we are now. We get to find out who Peacemaker really is and why in this TV show, because otherwise there's no character development and therefore no point. Raised by a white supremacist, we learn that Chris had no choice but to grow into the idiot man he is. He's confused and conflicted. He's good, with a good heart, raised by an evil man, his father, Oggy Smith. So filled with hate is Oggy that he's brainwashed his son into fighting against the good in him. And that evil man, Oggy Smith, is played by, drumroll please, Robert Patrick. Yes, the Terminator in Terminator 2. He's an amazing actor. But of course, as a true villain, he must die. And thanks to his relationship with his son, it must be Chris who kills Oggy. It's a scene that has to happen, and it's entirely satisfying when it does. But still, my heart ached a little after I whooped and punched the air. No more evil bad guy played so brilliantly by Robert Patrick. No more devil sitting on Chris's shoulders. Maybe no more good conflict. Because the best conflict in Peacemaker comes from Chris trying to reconcile his past with his father. It's not exactly killing off a favourite character, or even a likeable one, but in Peacemaker, it's an important character who gets killed off. How can the series continue in a meaningful way without that character whose conflict created such a strong undercurrent through the whole thing? The solution is simple, because the best things usually are. Chris still sees his father. He's haunted by him. You don't spend 40 years of your life being brainwashed by someone you thought loved you, only to forget all about them when they die. Chris is truly haunted. Which means Robert Patrick is still in Peacemaker. Chris's father can no longer physically hurt him, it's no longer a real threat, but that conflict and tension still exists because there's the manifestation of his dad talking down to him at his lowest moments, during the moments of doubt, and Peacemaker has plenty of those. The best dead don't truly die. Which of course brings us back to Only Murders, because when Saz was killed off, I mourned the fact she wouldn't be in season 4. But of course she is! She's haunting Charles! Her number one. She's right there beside him, helping him piece things together, pushing him to find her murderer, to solve the case, to make her dreams a reality. In order for this to work, the bringing back of the dead, you need excellent character development. You need those connections. You need to know who would be haunted by this character and why. And you need that connection to be believable. The death must also serve a purpose, of course. It must advance the plot or be integral to it. There is no murder in the building without Saz's death in season 4. There is no character arc for Chris without Oggy's death in Peacemaker. Everything in the story must exist for a reason. It must serve a purpose. And some characters are created to die. But even when a character must be killed, they can live on. It's said that no one truly dies until people stop speaking their name. You might have such a great antagonist who must die, but for them to die and leave means losing something beautiful. A haunting through guilt, illness, fantasy, grief, or literally a ghost keeps your antagonist there, still doing their job of making your main character's lives miserable. Killing off a favourite character, even the best character, doesn't have to mean the end. Even if they don't come back as a voice in the head or as a ghostly manifestation, they will be remembered. They can steer the plot, they can write the script, they can live on. And in the case of the great characters like Saz, you, as their writer, can build them the legacy that they deserve. Oh, deep breath. Thank you once again for sticking with me. And if you haven't watched season 4 of Only Murders in the Building yet, I didn't really give any spoilers as to Saz's legacy, did I? No. Go watch it now. Now. Wait, come back. Hit follow wherever you listen to your podcast first. Now go. And have a wonderful week, storytellers.